vessel on there and get the water to boiling and break that egg just like you're going to drop it in a skillet to fry it. Mm-hmm. Cook it that way, then you get away from that grease.
Yeah, I always used to get what
they're
I used
wonderful
to
that way too.
My mother used to cook them that way. My wife has a thing now where they're steamed.
Yeah.
It's got little cups, and you just break your egg in a little cup. And
yes.
Put this whole thing on the.
Yes, I know what you mean. I've seen those things too.
It
yeah.
Works pretty well.
Yes, that's right. That's right. And this poached egg is, it's as I see it, it's a lot like a soft boiled egg.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's a lot like a soft boiled egg. Yeah. My wife still sometimes fixes eggs that way, poaches.
I like them that way if I've been sick for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, just been sick.
That's right. Well, that's usually that's the way they serve eggs down to a person that's been ill and has been sick. They give them soft-boiled eggs.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I just soon have my egg poached. It's mm-hmm. practically the same thing.
They're certainly gentle, aren't they?
Yes, right. Yes. And then they're good for you. Lots of strength in a soft-boiled egg.
When you break open an egg, you take out the white. What do you call the other part?
That's the yolk.
Did you call it anything else when you were a boy?
Well, you got me there, I'm afraid. I can't remember.
Have you ever heard that called the yelk?
Well, it might have been, yes. It could have been. Maybe we call it the yellow. Yes, maybe we call it maybe we would call it the yellow part of the egg. Yellow and the white. That's a strange thing about that. I had two brothers, and they both had children. And one set of those children would eat the white only, and the other set would only eat the yolk. Now, isn't that funny? Yes, sir. That's right. Yes, sir. They just some of these I can remember those little old kids that they'd say Mama, cook me an egg to sop in. Well, all they want to do is just sop in that yellow part of it, and the white would still be there on the plate. You wouldn't eat it.
Huh.
And
I went through a stage like that. Well, that
and the other hard. And the other kids would get that yolk away from it. Away from it and leave it on the plate and eat the white part. Yes, sir. That's right.
I think there's something about an egg that sort of frightens a child.
I don't know. Maybe so.
Well, you butchered. You mentioned that you had a smokehouse. Did you ever take beef and not smoke it, but just dehydrate it? Cut it in little strips, maybe?
Well, are you referring now to dried beef?
Uh-huh.
I don't. No, I'll tell you. I know what you have reference to, but we never killed any beef. Well, if we'd ever have any beef, my
yeah.
would buy it at the butcher shop. We had our own meat, but we never killed any beef. So I can't remember my father ever killing a beef or a calf or anything like that.
Just had dairy animals.
That's right. Yes. Yes, sir. Milk stuff. Yeah. Dairy stock.
You mentioned.
Well, I'll tell you. Let me go a little farther there. I'll tell you the reason why. We didn't have any refrigeration, so we had no way to take care of that kind of meat.
Uh-huh.
See, I have seen people butcher a beef and maybe divide it among the neighbors. See,
uh-huh.
Because they realized that they weren't equipped, had no way to take care of it, and they just divided it among the neighbors, and then maybe somebody else the next.